That is a haunted ship.
Absolutely.
There's something going on there. I can feel it.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, it's fun. It's fun to go on. But you can feel something looming around there.
Yeah, you absolutely can. And it like you said, it is fun. It has a very intriguing atmosphere to it that entices you to want to know more about what's going on in that paranormal realm.
Tell us about the Queen Mary. I mean, from when it was built, it, you know, it went into war service, but it was a cruise liner for years. Let's talk about the history.
Oh, the history is rich. It set sail in 1936, and then it docked in Long Beach in 1967. For many years, it was a cruise liner, but during World War II, it was used as a troop carrier during that time period, and it brought over about 800,000 troops altogether. Yeah, so quite a few people.
It made a lot of trips.
It did, you know? And one really big one, because it brought over at one point around 16,800 and something people all on one voyage over.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You would think the Germans would try to target that ship. Maybe they did.
Yeah. I understand that that there was a bounty put on the Queen Mary to sink her during that time period. And she must have had a lot of angels guiding her through, because she made it through perfectly.
She was called what? The Gray Lady or something? What was she called?
She was actually called the Gray Ghost.
The Gray Ghost.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Because she could zip through the water undetected, like a ghost.
Well, she turned into a ghost.
Absolutely, that's pretty ironic.
Well, when she came back and docked at Long Beach, then the city owns the ship now, right?
Yes.
Long Beach owns it. What had happened on the ship to create all these bizarre episodes? I mean, it's like a floating city.
Yeah.
So people live, people die in a city. I guess the same thing would happen on this ship, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's all contained, and there's been many, many years of happiness and tragedy and ups and downs, and so it's bound to contain some type of, if nothing else, emotionally imprinted energy.
Well, you're not here to talk about weddings on the Queen Mary and things like that. I want to hear about the tragedies. I want to hear about the spooky things that happened. What's happened on that ship?
Well, you know, we have had a few recorded deaths on board the Queen Mary as a cruise liner. And then, of course, I would imagine that there's quite a few of tragic experiences from when it carried troops, as well as she did bring over prisoners of war. And so that alone can certainly aid to some of the paranormal activity.
Paint us a picture of the ship when people walk on. What do they see? I mean, this is an old ship that's been cleaned up and reconditioned. Mm-hmm. People can stay there at night.
Yeah.
Tell us, you know, how do you get on it? And, I mean, are there a couple doors there to get in? And what do they see?
You know, originally there were a lot of ways to get on, but now there is one specific main entrance on. But as soon as you step on board, it's like you're stepping back into like the 1930s and 40s.
It's like being on the Titanic.
It really is.
It's one of those things.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful and in wonderful historic condition. They've done a lot to keep her looking, you know, really beautiful. So you step back in time onto the ship, and you're expecting it to pretty much take off at any point. but fortunately, it doesn't. It stays.
It stays. That's right. It's not going to go down like the Titanic.
No. And here's an interesting bit of information. The Queen Mary is actually bigger than the Titanic, which most people thought the Titanic was bigger than the Queen Mary. But you could fit about 1.5, almost 2 Titanics inside the Queen Mary.
Now, you're having Ghost Fest 4.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Ghost Fest Expo 4 is a huge paranormal convention that talks about everything from ghosts on board the Queen Mary to aliens that could be out there, alien theories, conspiracy theories, even bringing in Bigfoot potential theories. So it's everything strange and unusual, not just ghosts, where in the past it's been geared more towards just the paranormal perspective.
Super. Now, we'll be broadcasting from there Friday night, and We've learned some lessons from the last time. There were so many people out there on on our first broadcast that we needed to go to a different spot where they could still be there, participate, but it's going to be a little quieter for the show, right?
Yes, we found a fantastic place for you to come and do your live broadcast.
Good.
And it will enable people to come and view you and still see the experience of the broadcast, but you'll be able to contain the noise much better.
Well, it was a fun time. I mean, people enjoyed it, and haunted things happened after, during, and they still do.
Yes, absolutely. And the thing is you never know on that ship when or where something's going to pop up, because nothing's stopped by walls. Although we have some paranormal hotspots, the whole entire ship is pretty much fair game in the adventure.
There's a website for you, of course, which is ericawithakfrost.com. And how about the website for the Ghost Fest Expo? What do you have there?
We have ghostfestexpo4.com.
All right. And knowing Lex, our webmaster, he's got links all over the place.
Great.
And he's got our Twitter feed and our Facebook connections and everything else. How many people can you accommodate?
Well, we can accommodate over 1,000 people at this event. Yeah. We're expecting around that turnout. The first year we had close to that with you. So
I got a surprise for you.
Yes.
Bob Crane, who owns the C. Crane Company, found out about this.
Oh.
And he's coming down with his wife Susan. I mean, he is so excited about this.
Fantastic.
He's going to be down there, and he's staying on the ship.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I mean, he can't wait. And I'm going to put Bob on for a little bit. He doesn't know that. Probably does now. We're going to put him on for a little bit, because just a great individual who has a mind of a scientist. And let me tell you, if anything paranormal happens, I might want to have him next to me, because he'll analyze this quickly. This is what's intriguing. When I had my meet and greet there a few years ago, we're going to do that again this year.
Mm-hmm.
Some people said, you know, George, how do we know they don't have little sound effects in the background? Or, you know, there's something hidden, or there's some guy back there behind a curtain going, woo, and waving. Let me tell you, they don't.
No.
We've checked these things out. We've seen strange things happen. And, I mean, it's weird. I mean, it could be age, because this thing is old, and some of the areas that you go in on the tours, people can go on a tour, right?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, it's an old ship, but I mean, there's no trickery there by any means. This is not like one of those old time seances. You know?
Yeah, no, we're really, it's really important that people understand that this is authentic. And the Queen Mary does have a special effects tour, but it's in a very separate part of the ship, and it runs during the daytime. Everything else that we do is 100% authentic, which means sometimes you go on the tours and you encounter nothing. So it's a hit or miss.
Oh, yeah. There's no guarantee you're going to hear a ghost or see a ghost or anything like that.
Yeah, but that's what makes it exciting, because when it's a good night, it's a really good night.